We said for the 10-minute halacha shiurim today, maybe tomorrow also, we'll discuss some of the topics in Siman Pei Zayin that we didn't get to. And then we'll move on to items on the list. By the way, 90% of that list is already covered, but okay. So we'll get to some of the items that we have not yet gotten to. So one of the items that we did not yet get to in Siman Pei Zayin that we're not going to get to, so that we're going to do it right now, is cheese making. How do you make cheese in a way that is kosher? You know, non-kosher cheese is always non-kosher, even though only milk from a kosher animal curdles and becomes cheese. So why would cheese be non-kosher? So there's a whole sugya, Masechta Avodah Zarah, why it is that Gevina Sakum is Aser, that cheese made by a guy, the cheese that you get from a non-Jew, is Aser. And one of the suggestions that the Gemara has is Shema Midin Oso Ba'or Kevas Nevela. They use rennet from a nevela animal in order to speed up the curdling process, in order to promote the curdling process. And that, therefore, makes the cheese not kosher. So let's discuss that process a little bit since it comes up here in Siman Pei Zayin. A cow has how many stomachs? Close, four. A cow has, okay, we got guesses of two and threes. At least you knew it was more than one because I said stomachs. A cow has four stomachs. One of those stomachs is called the keva. Strangely, to make it more confusing, what the stuff that you find inside that stomach is also called keva. So you have the keva, which is the name of the stomach, and the stuff you find inside of the stomach, which is also called keva. So when an animal is digesting milk that it has drunk, an animal, let's say, has nursed from its mother and it's now digesting its milk, part of the digestive material is the stuff you find inside the keva. The keva that you find inside the keva. To make things simpler, we refer to the stomach itself as the or hakeva, and the stuff inside of the stomach as the keva. So the Gemara discusses, well, what is the status of that partially digested milk that you find inside the or hakeva? What is the status of that keva? Is it considered part of the animal? Meaning, for example, if an animal is a nevela, does that mean that the keva is also part of the nevela and is therefore not kosher? Or do you say, no, the keva is like independent and the keva is perfectly fine, even though the animal is a nevela. How's the animal a nevela? You go hunting, you shoot the animal, and then you open it up and you find this stuff inside of the keva. So is the stuff that you find inside kosher or not? So the Mishnah tells us that kevas nevela is also considered nevela. And then the Gemara refers to a sugya in Masechta Avodah Zarah where Rabbi Yeshua originally held that way, that kevas nevela is considered nevela, but then Rabbi Yeshua ultimately changed his mind, and therefore the Gemara says, Mishnah lo zaza mimakoma, that even though the Mishnah seems to say kevas nevela is problematic, since we know on good authority that that only reflects the original opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, but later Rabbi Yeshua changed his mind, we no longer paskin like that Mishnah, we just left it in Shas the way it was originally formulated, even though we don't paskin that way anymore. Now we paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, that the kevas nevela is going to be kosher. Why is the kevas nevela kosher? The Gemara explains that they changed their mind because it's just pirsha bi'alma. Now what in the world does that mean? It's pirsha bi'alma. So two explanations appear in the Gemara in Rishonim. Pirsha bi'alma. First, there's the principle of nosin tam l'fgam, based on the concept nevela ru'il ager is kriya nevela, nevela she'en ru'il ager is ena kriya nevela. Something that's not edible for human consumption is kosher. It's not going to be treif. So it might mean pirsha bi'alma, it's disgusting. Yeah, it's part of a nevela, but it's pirsha bi'alma, it's gross. So since it's gross, it's not edible for human consumption, and therefore it's kosher, because anything that's inedible is going to be kosher. Another possibility is, no, pirsha bi'alma means like to be porish from. When something is parush, it is separated from. So we're saying, not that it's gross, it's just separate from the animal. It's not part of the animal. Not everything inside of a nevela is part of a nevela. This keva is therefore not part of the animal. It's not part of the nevela. L'may nafkamina between those two explanations of what pirsha bi'alma means, whether it means that it's gross and therefore not roi la'achila and therefore kosher, or it means that it's separate from the animal. You shecht an animal and you find the keva inside. So if you hold like the second reason, that it's separate from the animal, so what is it? It's not part of the nevela, but what is it? It's chalav, because it's partially digested milk, so it should have, if it's considered distinct from the animal, so then it's milk. But if you hold that it's just not roi for anything, so it doesn't really have a halachic status. Chazal speak about taking the entire stomach, the ora keva with the keva, and cooking it all together, and there's a brisa that says that it's basar b'chalav, because the stomach is basar, and the contents of the stomach are chalav. But there are also mishnayos that speak of milk that's chalav trefa, and a kshera yonek mina trefa. Let's say you have a case, a kashra animal nurses from its mother that's a trefa, and then you shech the baby, and you find the keva inside of the ar hakeva. So if you hold it's garbage and it's a nifsal, then it's mutter, even though it is milk that came from a kosher animal, but it's pure shabi alma, it's garbage, it doesn't taste like, it tastes good. But if you hold that, no, pure shabi alma just means it's separate from the animal, so then it's asr, because it's chalav of a trefa, and we view it as if it's still the chalav that came out of the mother. So the Mishnah says that it's asr, but that might only be according to the first version of the Mishnah. So ultimately there's no clear raya, one way or the other, what the status of keva is, whether the keva is milk or the keva is nothing. It's like garbage. And there's a three-way machlokas rishonim. Two of those opinions appear on the page here in Shulchan Aruch. Rashi, in a very, very long Rashi, says that dino kechalav, it has a din like milk, based on a brisa, that brisa that said that if you cook the ora keva with the keva, it's basar b'chalav, clearly assuming that it has a din of milk. And there are some achronim that seem to assume that way. It actually does appear on the page of Shulchan Aruch, just not in the Mechaber and the Ramah. It's interesting, almost Rashi never paskins really, very rarely paskins. In Kalabasar, he paskins a few times. In the end of Mesech Skul, and Rashi like gives a psak halacha, and he has like a whole arichus, and comes to a psak halacha. Almost every time Rashi gives a psak halacha, we don't paskin that way. So it's Rashi, the great light of the Jewish people that we can't move without, yet when he entered into psak halacha, for some reason, we never paskin like Rashi. So anyway, so Rashi says that it has a din of chalav. The Rif says that once Rabbi Shor changes his mind, we view it as being nifsal ne'achila, and therefore it's not chalav, it's not nevela, if you find it in nevela, and that's how the Shulchan Aruch paskins. It's just nifsal ne'achila, so it's nothing. Rabbi Natam says, nah, it depends. How early on in the digestive process did you catch it? Initially, when it's tzalula, when it's still more clear and liquidy, it's milk. Once it's karush, once it starts congealing, once it starts curdling, then it's not food anymore. And the Ramah seems to assume that way. So that is the keva itself. But then there's the other issue of the or hakeva. The or hakeva is the stomach. That's mamish basar. The or hakeva is also used in cheese making, meaning it has the enzymes that are needed in order to get milk to curdle and to become cheese. So in fact, that's we mentioned one of the reasons the Gemara gives for the Yisur of Gavina Sakum is because they're Mamid Ba'or Kevas Nevela. So the Gemara here in Chulin and Daf Kuf Tez Zayin, Amid Aleph, and this Paskin here in the Shulchan Aruch and Sifir Aleph, tells us that if you make cheese by using rennet from a kosher animal, so if the taste of the meat is recognizable in the cheese, because the Arakeva does have a din of basar, so if you could taste the meat, you could taste the stomach of the animal in the cheese, then it's aser, and therefore you need to have shishim times the cheese, keneged, the meat that you put into it, says the Shach and Sivkat and Lamed Dalet. However, you're never allowed to use non-kosher rennet. You're never allowed to use the stomach of a nevela animal, and all trefa cheese is made that way, where they use, if they're using animal rennet, sometimes they use vegetable rennet, but if they're using animal rennet, they're using the arkevas nevela, and that's a real problem. So the Shach and Sivkat Named Hay explains that why is it that we apply the din of bittel if it's just from a kosher animal, and it's meat, and we're mixing it with the milk, right, to make the cheese, and so we'll say, oh, it's batel b'shishim. Yet when it comes to a non-kosher animal, we're not measuring anything. It's automatically usher. The whole thing is usher. So the Shach and Sivkat Lamed Hay explains that kosher milk by itself and kosher meat by itself are each mutter. It's only when you combine them that it creates an issur called basar b'chalav. In order to create the issur of basar b'chalav, there needs to be a fusion of taste. If there's no fusion of the taste between the basar and the chalav, you haven't created the iser of basar b'chalav. As opposed to, if you're taking something that is nevela, you're taking a piece of the animal stomach, of a nevela stomach, it already is aser. And therefore, it's going to, it doesn't need to fuse the taste. Aye, but isn't there a din of bittel? There isn't a din of bittel when the item is what's called a davar hama'amid. A davar hama'amid is that which provides something with its entire ability to exist. It's what they call an emulsifier nowadays, meaning without this keva, the cheese isn't cheese, it would be milk. So when it's a davar hama'amid, it's not going to be batel. So one might ask, well, wait a second. Okay, so the reason that I'm allowed to take kosher animal rennet and make cheese with it is because it's batel. The rennet's going to be batel and shishim of the milk. Isn't there a principle called, what's the principle? Ein mevatel in isur l'chachila. You're not allowed to be mevatel isur. I'm not allowed to go over to my pot of chalent and put a little bit of milk in, even though it's going to be 60 times the chalent to the milk. You're not allowed to be mevatel in isur. Here you're putting the rennet into the milk, knowing that there is shishim. I should give a different example. I'm not allowed to go over to my pot of chalent and put just a little bit of chazer into the chalent, a little bit of pig meat into the chalent, even though it's going to be batel. So the Taz and Siman Sadi Taz, Sivkat and Zion says that it's true that ein mevatel nisul chachila, but that's only when kavanasa levatel. But the ein kavanasa rak ledavar acher kigon lesakin hadavar mutter. If your kavan is not to be mevatel, your kavan is to fix it in some way, then it's going to be mutter. The rule of ein mevatel nisul chachila is only when I have in mind to be mevatel it. If my intention is not to be mevatel the yisr, then it's going to be mutter. And over here, my intention is to make cheese. It's not to be mevatel the flesh of rennet. In fact, I don't want the rennet even in there. I just want it to do its magic, and then I'd like to pull it out. I don't want animal stomach in my cheese. I just need the enzymes that it has to be able to help in the cheese making process. Now that principle is a principle that we use in kashrus all the time. The idea that when your kavana is not to be mevatel, your kavana is for some other reason, then all of a sudden it's going to become batel. You ever have strawberry jelly or raspberry jelly? Do you know that many kashrus organizations, certainly the stricter ones in Eretz Yisrael and even here in America, do not allow fresh strawberries or fresh raspberries? Why don't they allow fresh strawberries or fresh raspberries? Raspberries? It's a bugs. Now, a bug, a beria, if it's an entire bug, does not become batel, because it's a beria shlema, it's a whole bug. If you were to chop up the bug into a bunch of pieces, so then it would be batel b'shishim, right? It could become batel b'shishim. When they make jelly, so they pulverize everything, so the bug gets blended and chopped up into a bunch of little teeny tiny pieces, and therefore is batel in way more than shishim, hopefully, right? You have way more than shishim of the ingredient. But wait, ein mevatlin isur lechachila. You're not allowed to go and be mevatel in isur. How can you take crushed up bugs and put it in your strawberry jam, or in the bottom of your chobani or something? What happened to ein mevatlin isur lechachila? So this is the taz that we rely on. That no, the reason that they pulverize the strawberries is because that's the only way you can make strawberry jam. It wouldn't taste good if there were just clumps of strawberry. The way they make it, the way they make that product, you're making a smoothie. The way you make the product is to blend and pulverize the entire thing. So that's not called mevat nisul chachila, because the reason you're pulverizing the strawberries or you're blending the strawberries is not because you're trying to crush the bugs. It's because that's how you make that item. That's how you and that's why the kashrus organizations allow for strawberry jam. They allow for the chobanis with the strawberry or raspberry flavoring, even if they normally wouldn't allow for actual fresh strawberries and fresh raspberries, because it's not, it doesn't fall, it does not violate the Yisra Vein Mevat Nisul Chachila. Yeah, question?
Yeah.